Lowe'sPizza.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from New York City. You know, we say we're coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. We're in the big cranny right now. And it couldn't be busier as it is the holidays and everybody is coming to New York City. I took a walk down Times Square and it was jammed with people because, you know, they have a portion of it actually closed off. I went down the street where Faisal Shahzad tried to blow up a part of Times Square. Remember, how long ago was that? 5-6 months ago. And now they've cordoned off still a chunk of Times Square, which they had been doing, but it looked a little bit smaller to me. There were people taking pictures and doing the typical tourist thing that you would do. One thing that's interesting is you look at Times Square, that familiar picture of the ball dropping, of course, on New Year's Eve, and there's a countdown clock. And at this point, we're looking at, what, 23 days until the ball drops. Can you believe it? How fast time flies. We will take a look back at the year that was in the next week or two here on America Tonight. Some of the big stories, of course, in politics, in business, in sports, and in life, just in general, what's been happening in the United States and elsewhere. Privacy issues have been huge, really on the radar, I think, this past year especially. And now, once again, there's a big, big blight, I believe, on Janet Napolitano, who, of course, is the Homeland Security Secretary. And I thought a long time ago this was not the position for her. She was ill-cast in this spot. I do not understand this deal with Walmart. And if you haven't heard what Walmart is doing, pretty much in what's happened is they're taking monitors. So if you go to Walmart and you go to checkout, you're checking out, you'll see these Walmart monitors that are pumping out information from Napolitano. And in the clip, she says that everybody plays a critical role in keeping our country and community safe. And she says she applauds Walmart for joining the If You See Something, Say Something campaign, as they're now partners to help millions of shoppers across the nation identify and report problems of terrorism, crime, and whatever other threat to law enforcement authorities, as she says. Okay, so See Something, Say Something. Anybody see any problems with this? Over the past 5 months, DHS has actually worked with the state and local and federal and private sector, partnering up with a bunch of different people. So that part's not a surprise. We knew the campaign was going on to expand the parameters of what it is and to get involved in the communities. To me, I don't know that it's doing anything other than maybe creating some vigilantes in the United States. Can we not just shop? Can we not shop without having a message pumped out about spying on your neighbors? And what I would love to know is, do you think anyone ever going by that message at Walmart is going to call up the FBI, call up the cops or somebody else, and report a terroristic activity or group that they think is happening? I'm going to say probably not a good chance that that's going to happen. And there's about 230 Walmart stores that are doing this now in 27 states, and there's supposed to be more, over 500. Crazy. And this is, to me, a waste of resources. I don't get it. Of all the places where you would pump out that message, it makes no sense to me. So if you've seen anything suspicious and you want to report it, we want to offer up our services. Call us here on America Tonight and let us know. Matt will take some cumbersome notes so that we can report it. He know the numbers, 800-259-5791. Speaking of the spy game, WikiLeaks. Yeah, there's a big, big story with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. The headlines are kind of funny. If you just read the headline and you saw this headline, tell me what you would think. Assange arrested because of a faulty condom. Well, you would have no idea. What does that mean? So it is true, I guess, in a way. The guy who's been dumping secret documents on his website, who's pledging to fight tooth and nail for the moves in the UK to try to extradite him to Sweden after he was refused bail at a court appearance in London, what has happened as far as the condom connection is that he apparently was with a couple of women in Sweden who are claiming that they were sexually molested or assaulted, and he didn't have a condom on while he was having sex with these women. I know it sounds convoluted and crazy, but that's what the headlines are saying, and in a way, that's what the headlines mean, that this guy got close to a couple of women in Sweden, and do you believe that he assaulted them, or do you believe there's some kind of a setup? And there are a lot of people that would like to see him just simply go away. Speaking of go away, I think the president would like some of the ugly headlines to go away as far as the Bush tax cuts are concerned, because now he's in the thick of it. And when I say he's in the thick of it, even the current Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is vowing to try to not let this go through. When I say not let this go through, she's not a fan of the plan that would give unemployment benefits to over 2 million people, to extend them after the 99 weeks to 13 more months. And in exchange, what happens is the Bush tax cuts freeze across the board for 2 years. Now, there's some other things that are also part of this compromise plan, if you will, but that's the meat of it. Not everybody happy about this. The president on the defense once again. Here's what he had to say.
I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers unless the hostage gets harmed.
Not everybody agrees that America is being held hostage. They think that the Democrats, well, particularly the president, buckled under pressure to try to extend the unemployment benefits. But what he should have done was fight with the Republicans and hold his ground. One of the most vocal is the senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Here was his take.
I'm going to do everything that I can to oppose it because I think it is a moral outrage.
All right, moral outrage or not, we'll see what happens when it comes to rubber stamping this thing. Right now it's certainly on the table, but to try to get it passed through a lame duck Congress with Democrats holding the edge, maybe this actually gets pushed forward into the term of 2011 when there are more Republicans that will pick up the House and then also more seats in the Senate. But there's a big push to block this on the Democratic side, and it's being seen as a real loss for the president because he buckled under pressure and didn't stand up and fight to hold his ground on what he thought wasn't right, giving tax cuts to the wealthiest people, but he did it. Now, you know how I feel about this. I thought they should have been frozen across the board anyway because it's ridiculous when we're looking at these unemployment figures and we're talking about money and the situation we're in this country. Why not freeze it for at least a year? I didn't necessarily think it was going to be 2 years, but it makes sense because it's going to get taken up again. All right, stay with us. On the flip side, Elizabeth Edwards succumbs to cancer and some other odds and ends. We'll talk about it next.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Second here on ATN, Kate Delaney's Course in the Big Apple. We're broadcasting live from Manhattan because we're here for a domestic violence session that's been put on by Liz Claiborne, where we're going to get a chance to really examine a lot closer the issue of domestic violence and what's being done in this country. It's such a terrible thing for law enforcement folks when they try to get to scenes and they don't know what they're going to encounter. And, of course, beyond that, young children who are sometimes hurt in the middle of this, women that are killed, and horrific situations that unfold with the pressures that mount up because of unemployment or the struggles over just making ends meet without unemployment being a factor, just struggling with the recession and dealing with all of it, and just stress and personalities and whatnot. So we're going to talk to, I think, a lot of interesting people in the next day, which you will hear on America Tonight on our next show. I started off, as we re-rack, talking about WikiLeaks. That is the water cooler buzz for sure, and it has been now for weeks, as we know. It's one of those fair or fouls. Is this guy being set up? No matter what you think about what he's pumping out there and all the documents, is he being set up? Because if you dig a little bit further, he had a couple of one-night stands is what at least is being said. I guess he'll get his day in court if he goes back to Sweden, but that's why they keep tying him to a couple of other crazy headlines. And these two one-night stands have set off a wild manhunt for Assange, who then went to court in London and had his bail denied. Now it's about extradition. If the extradition proceedings move forward and it's successful in England, it would mean that he would go back to Sweden and I'm sure be processed for the assault cases And Assange is a central figure in leaking the documents on a website that has become very well known, has crashed several times because of how many people are going and wanting to see the stuff that's out there, whether it's the State Department documents or it's the stuff from the Pentagon or it's some of the financial documents that are going to leak. And I always say that you got to ask yourself, you say freedom of the press, is it freedom of the press? Is it too much information? And it's the whistleblower that really gets caught in the crosshairs because they dump the documents and then ultimately they're going to be prosecuted for it. You got a couple of people in prison right now waiting to see how that's going to be processed. So the mastermind behind the leak of the latest round, the 250,000 classified diplomatic cables, is also now in a vice at this point and couldn't be more well known. If you said the name Julian Assange to people, I have a feeling more people would recognize the name than you think. Originally, WikiLeaks was just one of these things that started to garner some steam because he would find or he would have somebody give him documents that certainly intrigued people and uncovered a few things. But now, in the last year, it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And originally, Assange was a computer hacker, so that's always kind of been his thing anyway. So we move from that to the sad story of Elizabeth Edwards. Elizabeth Edwards, in case you haven't heard, dies at the age of 61, succumbing to cancer. Her family around her, it's been, of course, the last couple of years, she was in the news for a lot of different things. She had a book that came out. She stood beside her husband even after all these allegations started coming out about Ryle Hunter and fathering a child and all that other sort of kind of stuff. And John Edwards was apparently at her side when she passed away, along with the children, because she had some young children, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 28-year-old daughter who was a lawyer. And I didn't realize, I guess, when the story broke, I mean, we all knew she was very ill and time was running out, but I didn't realize just how ill she was. And, you know, they announced that, okay, she's not going to get any more treatments because it doesn't make any sense, and then boom, the next day, that's it. And it was back in, wow, you'd have to go back to, what, 2004 to initially Elizabeth Edwards announcing about the fact that she had cancer and the things that had gone on in their life and the struggles that she dealt with and whatnot. I think she was an empowering woman. A lot of people really liked Elizabeth Edwards, and she was very aggressive on the campaign trail and trying to help her husband get elected. All right, I said this is odds and ends, so let's throw out a couple of other things there, including, because we keep tabs on gold. Man, if only. I'm sure there are people out there who are saying if only they had picked up gold years ago. And I thought it would be up to 1,500 by the end of the year, and boy, that number is really holding pretty strong. That may happen. It might be even more than that. Oil, too. Oil futures are at now $90 a barrel for the first time in 26 months. And why is that? Well, cold weather boosts fuel demand. So that's what happens, and it flips in the other direction. So the dollar gets weaker, and oil gets lifted. Now, as far as gold is concerned, gold hitting all kinds of highs. It's second consecutive record high with the dollar falling. It's the same thing, and so you see it is well over 1,400. That's why I'm saying that 1,500, it may not be that far off, as we still have a couple of weeks left in December. And speaking of gold, well, I guess the roads to Yankee Stadium have been paved with gold from the very beginning for Derek Jeter, who has a fistful of World Series rings and now is going to end his career as a New York Yankee. I don't think it's a surprise because he has been the face of the Yankees for so long, but it's a question of what was Jeter worth and how much would the Yankees pay. And, you know, sometimes the Yankees surprise you, and even if it is a well-liked or well-known player, they won't pay the freight. But this time they did, because he really is Mr. Yankee. And here's what Jeter said about the fact that there were rumors
that other teams were looking at him and he was being shopped around.
This is the only organization that I've ever wanted to play for. This is the only organization that I want to play for, and this is where I want to finish my career. I've been vocal about that since day one, so I want to thank the Steinbrenner family for welcoming me back.
All right, so he gets welcomed back. He gets a huge payday, and now the question becomes, from Jeter to Cliff Lee, what's going to happen with Cliff Lee, the sensational pitcher who last pitched for the Texas Rangers? Do they win that battle, and do the Yankees hook up Lee? Matt, you're a baseball fan like I am. Do you think the Yankees are going to end up with Lee, or is it going to be the Rangers or someone else?
I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I hope he doesn't go to the Yankees because I hate it when they get everyone. And then there's also a local note for me because Carl Pavano is kind of seen as the number two free agent pitcher, and whatever Lee gets, it's kind of going to set the market for Pavano, and I'm hoping the Twins can retain him. So hopefully he's willing to take a lot less to stay with the Twins. But, yeah, I hope Lee really stays with Texas.
Well, I think there's a lot of Texans that hope the same thing will happen because the Yankees, when they open up the wallet, that's the thing. And even with Jeter, they had some pretty harsh negotiations, but in the end, he is Mr. Yankee, like I said, and they decided they were going to pay him. And at one point in the negotiations that they were holding with Jeter, they were talking about $45 million, and he wasn't open to that. But he gets a three-year, $51 million contract. Wow. 3 years, $51 million. We could probably break that down to at-bats. In fact, the next time we're in the air, we're going to try to figure that out. Whoo, can you believe it? That's a whole lot of money. So do they have enough money left over to pay Cliff Lee? See, that's the other thing.
That's a whole lot of money for an old, aging guy. He's going to be, I don't know.
Late 30s.
How are you paying him that much money at the end of the contract? And it's guaranteed contracts, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Here we are in New York, and I've said this in the previous hour, but in case you missed it, it was funny. I saw the latest edition of New York Magazine, and the actor Ryan Gosling's on the front. One of the big articles is about Jeter, and the headline says, "Dump Jeter. Is he really worth $5 million tops? $5 million tops, $51 million. That's crazy." And Jeter says his .270 average last year was just a hiccup in a Hall of Fame career. And how many hits is he going to get? He's only 74 hits shy of the 3,000 mark. 15 runs away from 1,700. I mean, he is an incredible player, but he's an aging player, as Matt said. Ooh, I love the hot stove stuff. More on WikiLeaks and some other interesting things coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
America tonight. Boy, we've been talking about WikiLeaks a lot, and especially the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, for what's happening with him, the mad hunt to get to find out where he is and to get a hold of him. We see what's happening with our government reacting and with some of the other European nations reacting, too. Colleen Rowley joins us now. Pleasure to have her on the show. She might have caught something that she wrote in the L.A. Times about WikiLeaks. It was an op-ed piece. It's about WikiLeaks and 9/11. And in that piece, she talked about what if WikiLeaks had been around at the time of 9/11. Interesting. And, you know, we talk about that all the time here as I was in New York when that happened, in fact, on the air. So a pleasure to welcome you, Colleen, to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about that, because that's a great setup line, what you put in that piece. What if? It is always the what if. So what if WikiLeaks had been around? What would people be saying?
Well, I don't think it's just my opinion. I think it's pretty darn the consensus of all of the experts, and especially the 9/11 Commission, that had there been a way of sharing some of the information that was known that summer, and there was just myriad amount of information to the extent that they said that George Tenet and Richard Clark were running around with their hair on fire. There were so many clues coming in. But it wasn't shared at all, not only shared with the public, but it was not even shared amongst agencies, and it was not even shared inside agencies. And so the 9/11 Commission concluded that 9/11 occurred due to a failure to share information. And it's not just my contention, but others, that if there had been an outlet for people like Richard Clark, I used our case in Minnesota, the Moussaoui case, where the agents had exchanged 60, 70 emails with headquarters and in telephone calls in which they warned that this was a guy who could fly into the World Trade Center, and this was in August of 2001. The co-author of my op-ed was the head of the Red Team, and his assignment was to try to smuggle. They were looking for vulnerabilities and weaknesses in airport security, And his assignment was to try to smuggle weapons onto planes that summer of 2001. And he was, his team was 90% successful. And to the extent that they got so worried that they were being so successful that the FAA started to warn the airports before they would come because they were trying to give the airports, you know, a little heads up. They went outside of their agency eventually. They even went to their inspector general, and then they even went to Congress, the heads of this red team. And so I don't think the public understands that people who are on the front lines of this, you know, security often do see certainly endemic problems, but they also see, you know, on the front lines, they're the ones who are going to see these clues ahead of time. And it's not just the bottling up, like I said, inside the agencies and between the agencies. Another terrible thing that happened in the summer of 2001 was that the CIA failed to notify the FBI that two of their terrorist suspects had come into California. And they finally notified the FBI, but by that time it was too late. And, you know, this was all talked about and discussed at length over the 2 years of the 9/11 Commission, but it seems like everybody's forgotten that. The 9/11 Commission went so far as to say that even if little tidbits of information, like the arrest of Mousawi, even if that had gotten out, that they're almost certain that 9/11 would have not have occurred. And of course, you know, now we have this problem, which I think the secrecy has grown far worse since 9/11. And so that's why I'm very much an advocate for greater sharing of information with the public.
Yeah, do you think there is that misconception that people have that if there's too many secrets out there? I mean, I know I've thought it myself in what I saw in New York, and then was shown a few things where I thought, wow, if I didn't realize that, if I didn't know those steps, I wouldn't have understood what had actually happened, what had taken place. So now with this WikiLeaks deal, I think there's danger in that there could be too much secrecy, even more secrecy, less eyes on what's happening, and then we'll be shrouded, covered in it across the board in all the governmental agencies. Do you think there's a danger in that?
There has been excess secrecy for a long, long time. I mean, they stamp everything secret. These latest documents were mostly not even secret. They were only at the very lowest level, which is confidential. If you remember back to the Valerie Plame, the identity of a CIA agent, that's at the highest level. That's actually protected by a separate statute. And then you have things called compartmented information, and then you have top secret, then you have secret, and then you have the very lowest, which is confidential. So most of these cables, these diplomatic cables, were at the very lowest of merely confidential. There is a necessary secrecy, and it should be temporary secrecy in most cases. I just was telling somebody, well, the perfect example of where you need temporary secrecy is when the FBI is investigating the mafia. I worked in New York in the 1980s, and many of our cases went for 2-3 years. And, of course, the cases wouldn't have worked. I mean, our investigations would not have been successful if someone had called up John Gotti and said the FBI is, you know, bugging your telephone or whatever. But so that's a perfect example. But in those cases, it's temporary secrecy for a finite period of time. And then once the evidence is obtained, that all of that evidence is turned over to the defense attorneys. And so they get to pore through it and see if the FBI failed to dot an I or cross a T. And so that's really the proper use of secrecy. In the military, there's a small amount of necessary secrecy to protect troop movements. So, you know, if you're going to land on Normandy Beach for that little period of time, and when that's happening, of course, the enemy can't know. But what they do is they take the necessary secrecy and they just really expand it in every direction. And you get to the point where they're using secrecy to protect wrongdoing. And, you know, when people do believe that what they don't know won't hurt them, if you would just take that into the health situation, the 9/11 rescue workers, of course, didn't know that they were breathing in all kinds of toxins. And they were lulled by, you know, people like Christy Whitman said, don't worry, the air quality is fine. And now they're all dying of cancer. And so if you would say, well, would you have preferred to have known that truth back then, that what you were breathing? And if they would have said, sure, of course they would have wanted to know, because then they could have taken the proper precautions.
Yeah.
In the security area, people often, it is the people out there, if you look at last year's main three terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, all three of these attacks were stopped by, and they weren't prevented, but they were stopped somewhere while they were already in place, by people. They were not even detected by top secret America operatives or agents. The underpants bomber, who of course is already he was successful in lighting himself on fire. The Hassan, the shooting at Fort Hood, where he actually shot 13 and wounded 40, and he was stopped by a civilian police officer. And then the other one was the Times Square bomb, which was placed in Times Square and was only noticed by a street vendor. And so, again, when people want to say that I want government or I want these 854,000 agents and operatives and analysts to protect me, well, that's really wishful thinking, because it's not going to ever happen.
Yeah, no kidding. How far have we come since 9/11, do you think, security-wise?
I think we've gone backwards for a couple of reasons. One is that on the offense, if you look at defense, counterterrorism, and then you look at what we're doing with our military, by attacking Iraq, for example, which was a country that had nothing to do with al-Qaeda, and in fact it was kind of an enemy. Saddam was an enemy of Osama bin Laden, and also he was an enemy of Iran. And so by attacking a country that had nothing to do with terrorism, we increased the terrorist threat to a great extent. And every time we've dropped bombs on villages and wedding parties, they say, well, we got one insurgent, but we killed 100 civilians. Well, how many new people have you radicalized by doing that? It's really impossible. In the military, the generals actually acknowledge this. It's impossible to win with just solely a military solution. And yet that persists. And so I think that by doing a lot of the other things we've done that haven't made a lot of sense in after 9/11 is initiating Guantanamo and the use of waterboarding, and all of these things have hurt us big time, because they create a propaganda for any kind of terrorist group to recruit people.
Sure.
As well as, of course, give the wrong. So there's a lot of serious mistakes that have occurred since 9/11. The Bush administration really did nothing based on what even the 9/11 Commission recommended. The 9/11 Commission recommended the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. The Bush administration just ignored all of these things. Or they had already started with, like, waterboarding and attacking Iraq. Those things were started just days after 9/11. And so, of course, the 9/11 Commission doesn't even come out till 3 years later. So by the time it came out, all the Iraq war had started, all these things had already begun.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we have only 30 seconds left. Julian Assange, do you think they nail him for anything, or what do you think happens to the WikiLeaks founder?
Well, I think they are definitely going after him, and they've gotten Amazon and PayPal and other Internet sites. I just heard they stopped ended his Swiss bank account. There's an Interpol arrest warrant, and of course the young man that's suspected in the leaking the Pentagon papers themselves, not the Pentagon papers, but the cables themselves, is facing 50 some years. So I think that people ought to support this as a free press, and again, I think it does help our security to know this information.
Yeah. Colleen Rowley, thanks so much. One of Time Magazine's Persons of the Year in 2002. I bet you guys didn't know that. Remember the memo describing some of the FBI's pre-9/11 failures? We're just talking about it. Colleen, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, let's hope. I'm hoping Assange is Time Person of the Year for 2010.
There you go.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States.
Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Wow, this is going to be fun. This next lady is always a treat to have on the air, and it's been a couple of years, actually, now since I've talked to her, but Sharon Harris is the owner and the president of Healthy Hearts Club. If you go to healthyheartsclub.com, you can check it out, and it's all natural, and it's all about how you can help your heart, and there's some wonderful products. One that we talked about a lot in the past was Heart and Body Extract. Sharon, thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be back.
So let's talk about what's happened since the last time you and I met. I know more people are certainly utilizing Heart and Body Extract. You've got great testimonials from people who say, listen, this is what's happened to me. And one of the things that we talked about is the fact that it's all natural. People are very concerned about what they're consuming when they, let's say, take things to help themselves. And that's one of the things you're proud of, right? Tell everybody what a Heart and Body Extract, for example, is made of.
Sure. Well, Heart and Body Extract is made out of the finest ingredients. It's made out of wild-crafted and organic herbs, and it's a liquid formula. Liquids are always the best for the best assimilation, the best absorption of the formula. And what it has in the formula is 10 different ingredients, and the first ingredient would be garlic. And garlic is known to promote a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It helps to support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Next, we have in the formula hawthorn berries and hawthorn leaves. Hawthorn has been around for thousands of years and is known as a very effective heart tonic. It restores and stimulates the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Actually a very important ingredient. And next in the formula is coleus. Now, this has a 3,000-year history in Indian-type medicine from way, way back when. It's used as a tonic for promoting healthy hearts and lungs, and it also supports healthy blood pressure levels in the normal range. Next is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant, and it's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next in the formula, we have bilberry, which is excellent for eyes, especially the night vision. It'll help to dilate blood vessels and promotes a healthy immune system. Butcher's broom. It's a weird-sounding name, but it's sure. actually a very important formula, part of the formula, I should say, and it's very effective at helping to maintain healthy vascular permeability and assist the circulation. Then in the formula, we have mistletoe, which promotes a healthy immune system. It also has a calming effect on the body and supports healthy blood pressure levels, also in the normal range. Next is kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and the effect it has on the thyroid. Then we have ginger, which supports healthy liver function. It's also nervine. It'll stimulate the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally, cayenne pepper, which equalizes the blood flow in the body, enhances the effect of all of the herbs. It stimulates the body and the organs properly so they can cleanse and function optimally.
Yeah, let's talk about the reaction people have had. You mentioned you did a great job there explaining what the ingredients all combined, what they do. What do you find are some of the key things people have told you over the years that's worked for them, that's really changed their life? What is it about this formula that has kicked in and done different things besides, obviously, circulation? What else?
Well, it's helpful for a number of things. I'm unique as compared to yourself. You're a unique person, and Bob's a unique person, and John's a unique person. So we're all different. So it's kind of like one person will have a different experience as compared to another person. But basically, it's helpful for helping to have healthy blood pressure levels, which is very important. It's also excellent for helping to support healthy blood sugar levels. It's also very good for helping to regulate the heart rate and the heartbeat. It's also helpful for strengthening the heart and helping the heart to be at a normal size, pumping effectively, not being enlarged, in other words. It's helpful also for detoxification throughout the whole body. So many people notice that their memory is improving, that they have more energy, that they have more vitality. So those are very common things. Helps with the circulation. I mean, we have had people in the past that were hardly able to walk even 100 feet to go to the mailbox, and after using the formula for a month or so, were able to walk a mile or two without having to stop. So it helps with endurance and stamina and the ability to do more. It's actually a very, very effective formula. We generally get results for people within days to weeks, and everybody's different, though. I talked to a fellow today from Florida, and I said, maybe 5% are turtles. That would mean that they would take getting into the second month to get some results. But you know what? Patience and persistence is very important because we all are unique. And from time to time, it does take some folks a little bit longer to notice a difference, but certainly well worth it to have, a regaining of health without any negative side effects safely. Yeah. And can only be good for you.
Yeah, no kidding. And tell everybody how long you've been around, because you certainly have a long track record.
Well, yeah, we actually have been around for 10 years now. I started the company when I was 45, going on 46. And now I'm 55, going on 56. And I started the formula way back then when I had problems with high blood pressure, I had problems with the regular heartbeat, and I also had problems with congestive heart failure. Now, I still take the formula on a maintenance dosage every day, and I have maintained very excellent cardiovascular health. My heart is regulated. My blood pressure is normal. And I don't have that edema and swelling in the legs like I did 10 years ago, so much, much different in terms of health. But, you know, Kate, out of my suffering, out of the problems I had in the past, I've been able to help tens of thousands of people now all over the world.
Yeah,
with the power of the Internet, you know, people are able to go on the website, You know, and we have clients in the UK and Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, all over the place. So, you know, it's really exciting because I've had the opportunity to help a lot of people, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no kidding, in the 10 years. And you talked about this. You talked about all the ingredients, but do people understand what wild-crafted means? Because that's one of the things that you do, that what you use is wild-crafted in the Pacific Northwest. Explain that.
Well, wild-crafted means that some of the herbs that we have are organic. That would mean that they're grown in organic farms, free of pesticides and herbicides, grown in farms. But some of the herbs are also found in the wild. Like you can find hawthorn in the wild. And, of course, if it's found in the wild, there also is not herbicides and pesticides in the wild. And the Pacific Northwest, which is where the formula is made, actually would be more, well, we're in Canada, so like in the Rocky Mountains areas, it's very pristine, very clean, very pure. So the growing conditions for the herbs are very, very good, and that's why we get excellent results. And, you know, I hear from people quite often, like I heard from a doctor today, a medical doctor, and he said, how am I going to get this formula into my practice? So I said, well, yes, we can let you have this formula in your practice. And he was amazed that the blood pressure, his blood pressure balanced much better within 5 days. And this is because of, you know, the fact that we have a very high-quality formula, organic, wild-crafted, and liquid, because liquids are the very best.
Yeah, and
so
like
it's
you
nice
said,
when the doctors folks are also responding and seeing that there's a way, you know, that one can help the patients naturally.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you know, because this is your background too. You've had a background for many years before this. Previous to this, you were in the healthcare industry as well. Is that right, Sharon?
That's right. I was a nurse, absolutely registered nurse. Yes.
Wow, wow. And so, and as you mentioned too, you take it on a maintenance basis. So that's what people want to know. Well, how long does it take to work? And you tell them everybody's different. Isn't that what we were just talking about?
Yeah, everybody's different. That's for sure. And it takes anywhere from weeks to days to going into the second month. So it's kind of hard to say because everyone is different. Everyone is unique. We guarantee the formula will work or your money back. So that's something that people feel very happy about trying our formula because we know we back it up with a guarantee that it'll work for them. And we just don't know exactly how long it'll take to work, but anywhere from days to weeks to if a person's a little bit slower going into the second month. And most definitely well worth it, patience, persistence, being faithful and compliant on the dosages 3 times a day, and that way a person will get the results that they're seeking.
All right, excellent. Go to the website. Sharon, tell everybody where they can go to check it out.
Sure. We have an excellent website. It's heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com. You could also call us at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305.
All right, Sharon, thanks. We appreciate it.